a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What's something you always say to health professionals? Maybe about, you know, health advice that you've been given in the past, or maybe advice to stay hydrated.
I will always say to them, no, only probably like 3 or 4 standard drinks a week.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the lies that you say in the doctor's chair. Isn't that funny? Every time they ask, you're like, just with friends, you know. Mm-hmm. Where am I going with friends?
Just, I mean, it's only 3 days a week. It's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm.
Sometimes on Monday. Yeah. And sometimes on Thursday.
And I mean, a hump day's hard.
Okay, yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, drink responsibly is what we will say. Mm. But I'm more talking about the H2O.
Don't forget Thirsty Tuesday.
Thirsty? Thirsty Tuesday.
I started drinking water this week.
Yeah, I know. You came to a meeting with a bottle of water. The 3 people in the office, including me, were like, what are you doing? And you're like, I've started drinking water. And I've never seen the bottle since. I never saw it before that. I've never seen it since that.
Yeah, because I kept forgetting to bring it.
Okay. See, that's one of the things with drinking water. Mm. So you need to have it next to you. As yeah. I pick up my 1 litre Tupperware and show you.
Yours needs a little trolley though, like you've got bloody emphysema.
I know. Like
you're rolling this big bottle of water around.
Yeah. Everyone knows. We'll get you one of those fancy ones, the $60 bottles that everyone's talking about. Like, you know, it's like tin or steel or something.
Won't
it's
get
got colours on the back.
Mine's a promotional survivor one that was sent to us by Channel 10.
Yeah.
It's a great
2 years ago. Mm. But when you talk about water, you always say, don't tell me how much water I need.
Absolutely. My body knows how much water I need.
Mm.
8 glasses a day. What a stitch up.
Yeah. That's what you say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to any of your advice. I mean, you're not a healthcare professional.
I am Dr. Tim Willis.
What?
Sometimes.
Okay.
In the right situations.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim Willis.
Really? Mm. In what situations?
Whenever I need to be a doctor.
Oh, online or?
Yeah. Online, offline, video content.
No, stop it.
Whatever you need. Backyard surgery.
Okay. Anyway, so for decades.
What do you need removed? I'll chop it off.
Oh, no. This is just gone awry.
Mm.
Okay. How many daily steps a day do you think the health professional would tell you that you need?
10,000.
Okay. And I saw this article and I thought you were going to love this and it's going to make you way funner at parties.
Okay.
Okay. So we've all heard 10,000 steps, 10,000 steps. It's on our fitness trackers. It's on our, you know, you get a little notification. Oh, you've walked 10,000 steps today. Some health insurance providers are like, hey, 10,000 steps, get there. You should get 10,000 steps. You know, in FebFit and all that, oh, 10,000 steps a day. Let's do it, everybody.
Yeah, like, sure.
Right? Where did this number come from?
Not sure.
Did you ever sit down and wonder?
No, I didn't actually because I'm not a fitness tracker guy.
Okay. Do you know that it was a clever marketing ploy back in 1964 for the Tokyo Olympic Games?
I would believe that, you idiots. Okay, go on.
So there was this marketing of this pedometer. It was the Yamasar's pedometer and it was called the Manpo Kai, which literally means 10,000 steps meter in Japanese.
Right.
Okay. So they picked this number out and they were like, look, it's a nice round, memorable number.
Achievable if you have an active day.
Achievable, right? There was no evidence to start this. And then it's just it's been 10,000 since then. And I saw this article and I'm like, oh my God, Tom's gonna freak out.
It's Evian all over again.
It's the Evian. They've said, hey, obviously, they've done a bit of research. And yeah, 10,000 steps, cool. They've done a bit of research in 5,000 steps. And they're like, hey, 10,000 steps, better than 5,000.
Wow, really?
I mean, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
And I have no science experience whatsoever.
But you're pretty good at maths.
Yeah, I'm all right. Sin, cos, and tan styles. We never ask any questions like that.
Mm.
And they're just like, you know, they just kind of figured out, all right, we've done some, we've looked at this, you've given us the number, and we've looked, yeah, it can help with dementia, it can help with weight loss, it can help with all these things.
Walking
can help with all these things.
Oh, newsflash.
And then people just never kind of looked into it again. So you can yell at your doctor about that as well. Just add that to your 8 glasses a day, 10,000 steps. Show me the evidence.
Is it, how do you close your circles on your
You've got to actually get up and do stuff.
How many steps? Is there like a...
You can choose the steps, but 10,000. Mine's 10,000, but then there's the rings are standing up, exercise, and the steps. So.
I've got a ring that you can shove that watch in.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
He's out on the street. Good morning, Tom.
I'm your roving reporter on the street here.
Do you know what? It's actually good.
Walking past.
Yeah, it's actually good when you're out on the street because then I have access to your button bar here in the studio. Oh, Tom, I would have done that. Oh, that's a weird one.
And that's what we think of the...
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Just in time for footy finals. Paimea River, guys.
Paimea River.
Because a number of iconic Australian brands have been snapped up by an overseas company, including footy favourite 420 Pies.
Footy pie.
That's right. In a deal worth $500 million, one of the largest private equity firms in Asia, Hong Kong-based Pacific Alliance Group, has bought Paddy's Foods, which owns 420 Nana's. So that's your apple pies, your
Nana's.
Frozen.
Yes.
Chef's Pride and Herbert Adams. So I reckon that's a bit of the frozen pies in the freezer at your supermarket kind of gear.
Oh, okay. What about the... anything about spinach and, spinach rolls or...
Sorry, what do you... spinach?
Yeah.
Spinach?
Spinach.
Come on, mate. You come from a market garden.
Yeah,
market
spinach
farm.
Rolls. Yeah.
Spinach rolls.
Yeah, or like... So, you know, there's sausage rolls, but you can get the vegetarian ones.
Like spinach and ricotta.
Yes!
Yeah. What about them?
Well, you tell me. Anything about them in there?
Do 420 make them?
Yeah, I guess so. They probably would.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay.
Well, that was good.
Sorry.
So no one knows exactly how much, but they say it's in excess of $500 million. These guys also own Red Rooster, Oporto, a couple of other companies that you might have a bit of a relationship with over the journey. They say the boss of Paddy's, who's just been bought, said it would unlock further investment and innovation.
Oh, of course it would.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what about your holiday houses, mate? Would it unlock a few more of those?
Yeah.
Different destinations?
Yeah.
Arnott's was bought out, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to.
In the 90s, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Exciting new opportunities. New flavours maybe could be coming through. Maybe a bit of a different influence on the...
I love how the maybes. Yeah. Hey, this is... Yeah. Don't freak out, guys, because maybe this will happen. Yeah. And maybe that'll happen.
Oh, here we go. Tim Tam maker Arnott's was bought out by US-owned Campbell's Soup Company in the 90s.
There you go.
You've read this article. You didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. Because remember there was a bit of an uproar.
Anyway, when you're at the footy this weekend and for the grand final as well, enjoy your Honkinese pie.
Okay.
Because that's what it is.
Okay. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm not going to say who it was that uploaded this in the fam chat, but we've got a fam chat, right?
Can I guess who it was?
No.
Can I try?
You can guess off air.
Okay.
Our chat is called Everyday All Day Talk, right? And then everyone's got a nickname in there.
Right.
And... my nickname has, it's changed. Like Sparkly Finger was that for a while when I got engaged. At the moment, it's Jugs.
Right.
Which I'm not very happy about.
I thought it was Good Personality. The funny one.
Anyway, so this message has been uploaded this morning.
Mm.
And it's a screenshot of an Insta story, okay?
Okay.
And this Insta story says, amazing, everyone's age today is 2022. Did you know that today the whole world is the same age? Today is a very special day and only happens once every 1,000 years. Your age plus your year of birth, every person, equals 2022. It's so strange that even experts can't explain it. You check it out and see if it's 2022 and has been waiting for 1,000 years. For example, I'm 68 years old. I was born in 1954. 68 plus 1954 equals 2022, right?
Yep. I see what's happening here.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, I wrote back straight away because I just read it quickly. I wrote back, Tom's going to lose his mind. because we all know that you love date-specific math stuff,
I'm
right?
I'm a dates guy, yeah.
And
I'm hanging out for next week. 22/09/22 is going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. And then people were writing in the fam chat, content. Oh, my God. Yep, true. Mine's 2022.
Oh, guys, come on. See, you know what and that then, is? That is you believe, so whoever's posted, then you believing it and then everybody else assuming that because you believe it, it's a real thing.
Yeah. And then someone that's got a year, that's got a birthday in November has written, I'm coming up a year short, guys. Ha ha. And then I'm like, all right, actually, guys, think about it. Of course it makes sense. If you're born in 85 and you're 37 years old, then the year's 2022. I mean, yeah, it's always going to match. It's not like a massive science. You know, so just don't take what everyone says on face value.
Okay.
You know, but maths is exciting, but maybe not just that exciting. But the fam chat went off this morning. And once again, I will give you no names.
That is a beautiful little insight into the workings of the Damascus family. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Let's do this. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday.
Hang on, he's up and about. He's kicked the seat away and he's standing up. Give it to us, Tom.
Yeah, stood up. That's how you know I'm serious. I mean business.
Okay.
Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
God, it's beautiful. It just gets better every week.
It's muscle memory.
It's more refined. Yes. And I try and muscle memory along and my mouth does not pronounce the words as good as you or enunciate the words. And it's just a mess. So I appreciate you
but that's
and your
always
enunciating
like,
mouth.
That's always like, you know, thank you.
But that he died with an enunciated mouth. We loved him for it.
So quite often you think you can do a rap. And you could do it at karaoke because you can do it in your car. But then you get up and you try and do it at karaoke and you're like, oh, no, I cannot do this.
Yeah, pressure.
So here's some fun facts for you. In 1970, and I feel like this comes from the same time of road rules where you could say rear-end someone and be like, I sneezed. And they're like, oh, well, that's fair.
Yeah, drive on.
Yeah. In 1970, an Arizona woman filed a lawsuit against God after a lightning bolt struck her home. She won the case by default after the defendant failed to turn up in court.
Oh, and then I bet you they never did that again.
Mm. Falling in love has a similar neurological effect as getting high on cocaine.
Right.
So
don't do either of those, guys.
Fall in love or...
Yeah, either of those. Mm,
especially not at Crown Casino.
No.
Kangaroos. Now, this is a...
Don't.
Kangaroos have... Lady kangaroos have not one, not two, but three lady bits.
Say it.
It's
okay. You can say it.
Nah, it's fine.
It's okay.
But that's why
vulvas?
No.
Vaginas. Cervix. That's uterus?
Yep. The whole
fallopian
the whole
tubes.
The second one.
The second one.
That's why you see.
Vagina.
That's why you see so many of them on OnlyFans. So many kangaroos.
Check out me pouch. Gotta pay extra. What's coming? Nah.
Push on.
Okay.
Push on. In 2012, water began mysteriously dripping from the toes of a Jesus statue in India. Worshippers declared the water the tears of Jesus, a miracle, and began drinking said water.
No.
Which is always a good idea. Weeks later, the source of the water was actually found to be caused by a leaking toilet pipe located above the statue.
No, I knew it. I knew it.
Blind faith will get you every time.
Oh, no.
This one is, I love this. In 2019, while on a date, a Utah man returned to Antelope Island State Park to show his date where he was hospitalized after being charged at and gored by a bison, right? So we're on a date.
Okay.
And I'm like, check this out, babe. This is where I almost died. A bison bloody got me.
Yeah. See, a lot of people do that. Like, hey, I did that fence.
Mm.
And I did this. You know, I used to catch that train to work 10 years ago.
Problem was, whilst he was showing his girlfriend on the date, where he was charged out and gored by a bison. He was hospitalised after being charged out and gored by a bison.
Oh, no.
He went
back. I shouldn't laugh.
Went back to the well. I shouldn't laugh.
Was it the same bison?
Probably.
Oh, just say yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
He remembered him. It was like the elephant. So, okay, and this is my favourite one for today. I think you're going to like this. In 1981, a doctor worked through the night and succeeded in saving the life of a premature baby boy. God, they do God's work, don't they?
They do.
Doctors. 30 years on, that same doctor was involved in a road accident, became trapped in his vehicle. But his life was saved by a responding paramedic who was the premature baby boy.
Yes. Strong finish, Tom.
Thank
strong
you. Finish. Thank you. Faith restored. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.